Chapter 16. Rennes Le Chateau, 11:30 a.m. Malone and Stephanie left Copenhagen around 4 a.m. and flew to Paris, then south to Toulouse. Now they were in a rental car motoring into the region known as the Languedoc. On the way, Stephanie told him about the village that stood 1,500 feet atop the bleak mound they were climbing. Gauls, Visigoths, and Franks had once occupied this area. Much later, a wealthy family built themselves a chateau around which a tiny hamlet sprouted, Rennes Le Chateau. Their issue ruled the land and the town until 1781, when the last heir, Marie d'Aupoule de Blanchefort, died.
Before her death, it was said that she passed on a great secret, Stephanie said, one her family kept for centuries. She told the secret to her confessor, the Abbé Antoine Bigoux, who was the parish priest for Rennes.
The town came into view. A sign warned that excavating was prohibited.
They had to post a notice about digging? He asked.
Stephanie nodded.
Years ago, people were looking for treasure everywhere. It had to be regulated.
He cruised through the main gates.
Only about 100 people live here full-time, Stephanie said, though 50,000 visit each year.
Lars had quite an effect.
Malone parked the Peugeot in a sandy lot.
They come here by the busload, Stephanie said as they climbed out, to see the Domaine d'Abbé Saunière, the priest's domain, what he built with all that mysterious treasure he supposedly found.
100 feet away, Malone spotted a neo-Gothic tower with a crenellated roof and single round turret.
The Tour Magdala. Quite a sight, isn't it?
Stephanie asked.
Seems out of place.
That's what I always thought, too.
To the right of the Magdala rose an ornamental garden that led to a compact Renaissance-style building that also seemed from another locale.
The Via Bethany, she said. Saunière built it too.
He noted the name, Bethany.
That's biblical. It meant house with an answer.
She nodded.
Saunière was clever with names. Lars's house is down that alley. Before we head there, I have to do something. As we walk, let me tell you about what happened here in 1891, what I read about last week, what brought this place back from obscurity.